As I was researching this story, I spent an afternoon at the archive at the Port of Los Angeles, where I came across a series of old films.
Welcome to the Port of Los Angeles, front door to a great metropolis, doorway to Western America and to the world.
This one is from the 1960s, and it mentions a job at the port that not everybody knows about, the harbor pilot.
Nearly 5,000 ships a year arrive at Angel's Gate, where they are met by harbor pilots, seasoned veterans of the sea who bring the deep water vessels into port. It takes someone with a thorough knowledge of the harbor to guide the big ships to their berths. That's the job of this man, a specialist in his field.
I met some modern-day harbor pilots. They just call themselves pilots, by the way, who work out of the port of Long Beach.
I'm Mark Coins with Jacobson Pilot Service.
I'm a management pilot. I kind of run the show.
My name's Robert Lukowski.
These two guys sound a lot alike on the radio, but they're really different in person. Rob is kind of straight-laced, whereas Mark, the management pilot who runs the show, is a total goofball. Even the simplest question makes him laugh like crazy.
Can I ask you this question? I somehow didn't expect you guys to be wearing ties.
Yeah, the lawyer look. Who knew?
Thought we'd be wearing, you know, wool caps and sweaters and having pipes and parrots and stuff. Could have been a senator, but anyway. Oh, I kill myself. Oh, boy.
I think of a pilot being very straight.
Oh, you have calm. To have. We take our job seriously. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
On most foreign ships, there's no doubt who the captain is because he has his four bars on his shoulder. We want to present ourselves as officers on the ship, too.
We walk up there with a shirt and tie and a pilot jacket, and they're going, oh, pilot, good morning. There's no mistake on who the pilot is.
When a ship comes into the port of Long Beach, Mark and Rob jump into a pilot boat, chug out to the ships floating several miles offshore, and climb a rope ladder onto the ship. From there, they meet the captain, temporarily taking control of his ship, and navigate that ship into its parking space at the port, where it'll be unloaded. Mark and Rob joke that they're just glorified parking attendants, which is kind of true, except that men have been piloting ships into harbors in pretty much the same exact way since ancient Phoenician times.
It used to be a race. There may be three or four pilots. They'd be sitting out in a small boat.
Remember the square riggers, the hide ships, lumber schooners?
Of course, they were sailboats.
This harbor was a forest of masts and spars in those days.
And of course, that was before any radio communication or anything like that. And they would rush out over the horizon. And the first one to get on board the ship was the guy who got the job to be the pilot.
A lot of the details have changed over the years. Now, ships are a lot bigger. And over the last several years, they've gotten bigger than anyone ever anticipated.
The size differences are just ridiculous.
I came to Jacobson because I wanted to watch Mark and Rob pilot the MSC Valeria, a 14,000 TEU ship. She can fit over 7,000 of those steel shipping containers you see on the back of a truck.
It's the biggest that's coming to North America at this point in time. For this month, next month, there'll be something bigger. We've been warned.
Maybe you're thinking, bigger ship, big deal.
The ships are so big, bulky, slow-moving.
They're like skyscrapers laying on their sides.
We just have minimal clearances. We have 3 feet basically under the bridge.
Imagine a skyscraper gliding under a bridge with just 3 feet to spare. The biggest ships, like the Valeria, the one I'm here to see, can't even fit under the bridge. There's basically only one parking spot in the whole port to put her. A couple days later, the Valeria arrives at 3 o'clock in the morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's a beautiful morning. Nice and calm.
It's a little smoky. Not smoky, but fog. The fog is moving from the east, and the visibility is deteriorating. It makes the job much more difficult.
The plan is for the three of us to ride out on the pilot boat to meet the Valeria, which is still a few miles out in the ocean. I'll watch as Mark and Rob climb up the side on a wooden ladder. the 20-minute boat ride feels like a meditation. Maybe it's the white noise of the engine, the sound of the boat's wake. Maybe it's the early hour or the pitch blackness. We can barely see each other, and we barely speak. I ask Captain Lukowski if he has any rituals.
Say a little prayer. Everything goes well.
He says he used to attend Mary, Star of the Sea Catholic Church in San Pedro. On the altar is a statue of the Blessed Mother cradling a fishing boat in her arms. He asks her, "Mary, Star of the Sea, bless me and protect my work." It's not until he says this that I realize the job is dangerous. They could slip and fall, drown under a giant container ship.
She's big.
Before I know it, the Valeria is in our sights, and our little pilot boat feels a lot smaller. On the side of the ship are three white letters, MSC, for Mediterranean Shipping Company, the owner of the vessel. Each letter is four stories high. And right alongside the S, almost like a period in a sentence, is light from an open hatch where I can see two crew members standing by.
And there's the light coming out of the side port up here on the starboard side, so that's where we're going to go. And we're off. Okay, we'll see you dockside.
It's time for Captains Coins and Lukowski to board the vessel. They climb on the deck of the pilot boat while a crew member from the Valeria throws a heaving line to lift their gear. And then, in their dress shirts, ties, and pilot jackets, Rob and Mark climb the ladder into the opening on the side of the ship. While they navigate the Valeria, I ride back to the pilot station. The Valeria will pass right by as she enters the inner harbor. I should be able to see her and hear Captain Lukowski directing the tugboat captains over the radio. By the time I get back, the fog is settled in.
I can hear the ship. Just not far, but I can't see it. I can hear that engine chugging, but I can't see it. Can barely see the moon. It's a full moon tonight. I can barely see it up there, just a little, barely.
If I can't see the ship, Captain Lukowski certainly can't see the dock, or the cranes, or anything. And yet he threads this skyscraper-sized ship through the inner harbor.
If moving a ship was playing a piece of music, the pilot would be the conductor. He's using the ship's engine, he's using the rudder, he's using the tugs.
Headed your way, Joey.
And he's balancing all those things, and he's telling them all how to play.
Campbell pull 1/3 alongside.
How fast to play, how slow to play.
1/3 alongside.
And he's really conducting the whole movement.
Keep an eye out for you.
I love ship handling. It's kind of hard to describe. I mean, they're affected by the wind, the shape of the vessel, the contour of the bottom, how close you are to the bottom, and all those kind of things you have to feel as it's happening. It's something that your brain picks up. Your eyes pick up, you feel the wind in your face, and you know if you have to put more rudder on to make it turn faster, put less rudder on to make it turn slower, give it a little more engine, or use your tugs.
Campbell, push easy 90. Arthur, push easy 90.
Push.
When you're out in good visibility and you're handling the ship and you make a perfect turn, and you just nail it. You don't have to do a lot of corrections. I mean, it's a sense of accomplishment. And then when you get the job all done, the captain says, thanks for a nice job. You know, it's instant feedback.
Gamble, stop.
The Valeria docks at 5:32 in the morning and discharges her cargo. And Rob and Mark go back to their office to wait for the fog to lift before they bring in their next ship.
We're back.
How'd it go?
It went well. Well, what did that captain say at the end of the job?
The world's greatest pilot.
I had to hear it one more time.
He said that Captain Lukowski did the job so professionally, he said he thinks he's the best pilot he's ever seen in the world. How about that?
No, we're all good pilots here.
Good job, Lukowski. He's my man.